Okay, so this is the first episode of The Norm of the Tribe. We are the Tribe. What? I am the guy with the pink cap.
I'm the guy with the afro.
I'm the short one.
I'm the glasses.
Team lady.
Me?
No, but are you listening to the name?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, so topic of today is for episode one. I mean, I'm just so excited for us, our first podcast. But anyway, episode one, we're here, we're out here, the tribe. Question of the day is, right. Do you need a hug?
Do you ever feel like you need a
hug? Oh, do you? Oh, sorry. So wasn't supposed to be me. The guy with the glasses.
Do you ever feel like you need a hug?
Every time. Always.
Yeah, always. Like, me, it depends.
On?
I mean...
Oh,
I'll kiss her on the neck, man.
No, like this is legit, man. Like, yo, I don't get hugs.
You don't even get I love you.
No, like my girlfriend is another different story.
Yes,
yeah.
She's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
But a genuine hug, yes. No.
But, I mean,
ever, yes.
I have friends,
hug of encouragement,
yeah,
someone to tell you what you're
doing.
Even what, who... Now said even a car, I love you.
No, you don't get that.
You wake
get
up, you wake up in the morning, you come to school, no one told you go study where.
No.
Yeah. And it's only for test. My parents only tell me good luck for test. There was a time, for example, okay. Story time. when I did my license in an unknown location.
Yes.
I did my license. After living on this earth for 20 years. I told my dad, I texted him, I called him, then I was like, now I'm in a meeting. Text. And then I told him, I passed my test to get my license. His reply was just, I love you. It was so new to me. Like, I screamed.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he meeting, just replied like, I love you.
Like,
my brother
would just come out of nowhere and just like, give me a hug. Please, don't give me a hug.
No, this guy with the afro. You don't get hugs.
You know, I feel like it's the way we grew up, man. Like
what do you mean by grow up?
Like where I grew up in my house, it's all those things. I mean,
yeah.
It's hard for me
it's
to give my
love.
Old mom a hug. That's how deep it is.
Yeah.
Most of us were raised.
I can't even tell my mom I love her, man. Like, without feeling funny inside.
Yeah. Even
you feel like you're disrespecting her,
like,
or you are like crossing the boundary or something.
Shit, even with my brother. Like, I see my cousins and their brothers, the way they talk to each other, they love each other. Me, when I come in the house, my brother and I won't greet each other. We just walk in. It's not like, awe, who's it? I just walk in the house, boom.
Okay, now the thing is, what does the hug now mean to you? You're saying it, like saying I love you and stuff. It's different. Oh, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
It's,
what? Would the hug now symbolize?
It depends on the situation.
What's your view on
what I need?
I want each of us.
Like, if I'm like, okay, let me say I'm in a sad mood or I'm really emotional or I just went through something. You come, you hug me. I don't want to hug because then I would just like cry, you know? But then in a situation where I'm happy or I want to feel loved or something, then I would appreciate a hug.
Okay. And I think the thing that we don't understand with this new generation, we don't understand the word love.
But are you going off topic?
But that's another topic.
So you're associating the hug with
love. Like, I mean, like...
Oh.
Just affection.
Even, I just want to feel like I'm there. You know?
I personally don't like being touched.
You don't like hugs?
No, I can accept a hug from, like, my mom and my sister. And maybe her husband now. My partner, no, I never met.
Oh, shit.
Do you know how awkward is it? Sorry.
Yeah.
Do you know how awkward it is for a guy to give each other hugs?
I mean, my friends and I, we give each other hugs, bro.
No, it's not like
it's
this.
Not this. It's not this.
No, no.
It's like this.
My friends and I, nah. Me.
No, like if you're best friends, like...
My friends and
I,
like...
I don't like this.
A friend of mine that's very close, like, if we don't see each other for like a week or 2 weeks...
You hug.
We hug, bruh. Like... Bruh, I could do this, man. But like in a joking manner, but we do hug each other.
Serious,
but
not joking.
Or like a serious hug.
Yeah.
Come on,
Jefangi
Mansoul. We're
just chilling. Like we had a tough day. Do you ever think like, oh, I just need a hug?
Nah. To be honest, I just need someone to
Random.
Talk some sense into me, bruh.
Okay, but you know, now that you say hug, be specific. From who?
Like generally anyone.
Nah.
I get hugs from my boyfriend.
Okay, no, but that's
except your boyfriend. Yeah, look, your boyfriend. If you are sitting here on campus, then you are there, or like
someone that just feels like corner. She cares for you or something.
Then they come and they want to give you a hug. Nah, I don't want
to be honest.
Don't give me a hug.
If someone I don't know just give me a hug, like, hey, you're fake.
Yeah, you see, okay, now you check that. If a hug is from someone you don't know or associate with, it's cringe. It's fake.
Yeah.
If someone you do, it's more of affection.
Why are you gonna give me a hug?
No, like imagine that you see a friend from a long time.
Generally, I just don't like.
Maybe like
someone.
You don't like being hugged.
No, like
from someone else.
Yeah, touch. No.
Then how are you gonna be in a relationship?
There's other ways to show affection, but what I'm valuing.
So you won't cuddle.
You know, I'll be walking on campus. I think in my first year, I'll be walking on campus and I'll look at a girl and be like, hi, you're beautiful. And then she smiles. It's just the same as me saying, I want to give you a hug.
The difference between you telling me I'm beautiful, the difference between you telling me I'm beautiful and giving me a hug, it's like every girl wants someone to notice her. It's not because you're just telling me because you're a kind person. No, it's a lie.
But then,
but for me,
when it comes to girls, we're competitive as fuck.
But no, the thing is, about girls are also very unpredictable.
What the ya? When you guys speak about it, you don't speak because you are in a girl's shoe. I feel like sometimes we tend to like just eat off from the cake, so like this, just the icing.
Mm.
Me as a girl, I'm telling you now, now, a guy tells me I'm beautiful, man. It's a compliment, and I feel like I'm the beautifulest now walking that whole
thing.
But now, if you come give me a hug, you're a stranger to me.
Yeah,
I'm like, hey, no, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No. So, a hug is really personal.
Yeah, look.
Like Rob or something.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I can assure you, now, a lot of guys will ask me for a hug. Like,
the girl will even slap you.
No, okay. No, you said it's personal, like a hug. Nah, for me, it's saying how you cuddle, what.
Nah,
maybe I don't wanna get like that.
No, for me,
nah,
like,
I'm
I
talking
like
about this is someone.
Okay.
This is someone that you want to. This is
like
someone
the
you want to spend.
Just didn't go through love yet.
Yeah.
Look, listen,
let him go through it, then you will come talk.
Hey, guy with the glasses, listen. You are here with this person. You commit yourself to this person. For how many years you look like a person that would go with a relationship for 50 years. But listen, look, you are with this person. You want to tell me in those 50, 20 years you wouldn't want to cuddle with that person?
I can hug my mom.
No, I'm asking.
No. Look, I feel like he just doesn't understand it yet because he is not at that point.
This is what I say, Nick. Be in that situation, then come tell me.
But this gym girl is talking with you.
The question was like random hug. We just say, okay.
Okay.
Hug. I wouldn't. I'll be like, I'd rather give you a handshake.
No.
So I feel like now we have to now come to the point where we have to round up.
Yes,
like
give us
a question. So for me, personally, what I would think is that randomly from a stranger, no. But from people that I'm trying
that
to improve myself
a with, lot, yeah.
Yeah, then at least just come to him and be like, yo, he's a hug, man.
Yeah.
Like, just because at that point in time, I feel like my hard work has been appreciated.
Oh, okay.
It's like a pat on the back. Okay. Where like, yo.
To be honest, from my point of view, is I wouldn't accept a hug. I wouldn't take a hug. Okay, I would accept the hug, but the hug wouldn't make me feel better than words. I would rather want that person to come to me, not be like, oh, yo, you did well, hug. Nah, that person must come to me, yo, you did well, but this, you need to improve this. If you do this, you can go forward like this, or you can do this, and your level will come up like this. Like, encourage me with words, and then you can give me a hug at the end, just to make it look cool.
Mm-hmm. And me?
Me.
Me.
Me, what do you have to say about the hug?
I feel like... Mm-hmm. Every day, everyone goes through a situation, and sometimes you just need a hug from someone. You just need someone to hold you, to feel like you're safe, you're secure, you're not alone, you're not going through this alone. I feel like hugs for me are like safety nets.
If the person is very personal, or like if the person is very close.
Because you don't know what I'm going through that time, and that time I do need a hug.
Yeah. And the short one?
I agree with what she said, because you want someone to hug you who knows what you're going through. Because then if it's just a random stranger, then that means nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's fake, like I said.
Yeah.
The person
fake.
Should know your trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
So, you guys, so that's the end of our
first episode.
And, yeah.
Like, subscribe. Comment share.
But in the end, it's all our opinions. If you have any opinion on it, you can always
comment. And give us feedback. We back the norm.
And don't hate.
This is we are the land of the brave.
Learn to love, learn to be optimistic.
I feel like at the end of
every find episode, the definition.
We should have a message.
At the end of every episode. Let me be the one to give.
The message for today is never give up.
There are comebacks like Liverpool.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. There's Liverpool out here. So just know that if your CA is low, you can fix it.